Warbirds back home this week to open up a series against Hill City. We're down to the dugout today with Warbirds manager Eddie Morgan. Skip, coming off a 3-3 week down in Fayetteville, what did you make of the series against the Woodpeckers?
I think we're playing well. The energy is awesome, as it's been all year. Guys keep growing, keep learning from at bat to at bat, from pitch to pitch. So it's really fun watching these guys go about their business, and just seeing the energy in the dugout, just it brings excitement to the ballpark every day.
Let me ask you about a couple guys who are swinging it well. Handelfrey and Encarnacion in the leadoff spot, Jose Anderson, have both been red hot as of late.
Yeah, Handelfrey is seeing the ball really well right now. Confidence is up. And, you know, it just feels like anytime he goes to the plate, he's going to create some damage. And same with Jose. You know, as his swing decisions improve, you're going to see those two go neck and neck with balls over the fence.
Who else stands out that we haven't talked about that might be swinging it pretty well?
I think, you know, all around, really solid has been Ortuño. Mm-hmm. Not just at the plate, but defensively, whether it's at that second or shortstop. He brings really good decisions at the plate, puts the ball in play, high contact rate guy. He's really good, especially when we do have some guys that have some swing and miss. You know, to be able to balance that with a guy like Ortuño.
Now that we're into the middle part of May, do you feel like the hitting is caught up to the pitching? Maybe coming out of spring training, it was the other way around.
Hitting's hard. I mean, people don't realize how hard it is when you're seeing 94, you know, and then 82 mile an hour sliders. So, yes, it's catching up. There's no doubt about that. The more at-bats the guys get, the more comfortable they get, the more situations they're put into, and routine. That's why we play so many games. You got to get into that routine, you know, not having 2 or 3 days off like in college, right? You need to keep swinging it and swinging it and swinging it and learning.
Let's talk about a couple of the pitchers. Dubanowicz and Morrison have both come up. Dubanowicz makes his debut later this week, and then Bonet was named the Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Month for April. Seems like you got a lot of guys that are throwing the ball really well.
Yeah, no, Bonet's given us a number of quality starts. You know, last start had some trouble in the first inning, but then settled down a little bit and still gave us some innings. Dubanowicz is a power arm, so that's going to be fun to watch. And we all know about Morrison. And his ability to be a number one, to be a horse. So excited to see him. Hopefully we can keep him for a little while. So I think he's going to progress pretty fast with us.
Speaking of keeping guys, one guy that just went up today, some good news for Garrett Hodges, who's on his way to Wisconsin. Really happy for Garrett to check that box and move on.
Yeah, no, Hodges has been great for us all year. Power arm, stuff's coming out good, very confident. I see nothing but success for him moving forward. Wisconsin's getting great help in that bullpen, no doubt.
As we look toward this homestand a little bit later on this week, Military Appreciation Night, First Responders Night, just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the military and the first responders and what they do for our country and our community.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. The service that, I mean, I don't have a job. They have a job, right? So we're pretty blessed because of having this ability to show up to the ballpark every day because of our safe country, the military and first responders. So anytime we can show appreciation, we definitely want to do that for them.
Eddie, appreciate the time. All the best this week.
Awesome. Let's win the day.
That's Eddie Morgan down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.